Hello and welcome to We the People. Now, this week, actress Tanushree Dutta spoke about the harassment and intimidation that she had undergone in 2008 on the sets of film Horn OK Please. She has accused actor Nana Patekar of misbehaving with her verbally and physically, and that when she refused to do a dance she was uncomfortable with. Her account has been supported by others who were there. Also, it's not that she didn't try and raise the issue at that time, but before she could even file an FIR, one was filed against her. She claims she was intimidated by members of the Maharashtra Navnirman Sena and soon enough found herself out of the film and no recourse to justice in an industry notorious for protecting the male actors. She was also branded unprofessional and soon left the industry. But 2008 was a long time ago, and gender equations have evolved since then. And how? We've seen a major movement in the last 2 years around the world, mainly in America, where women in the entertainment industry have said enough is enough and have spoken out against the culture of sexual harassment by powerful men. Now, it started with the downfall of Hollywood biggie Harvey Weinstein and then sparked the entire Me Too movement, where women started sharing their own experiences and many powerful men were hit. So this time around, when Tanushree spoke out, it's been heartening to see several actors supporting her, like Priyanka Chopra. You had Farhan Akhtar also tweeting, Twinkle Khanna, Sonam, Kangana, and several others. But the fact that the top male actors have chosen not to do so, or have basically waffled whenever the media have asked them about it, shows us that nothing much has changed or maybe will change. So is this really Bollywood's Me Too moment? That's what we're discussing. Now, Tanushree couldn't join us today because her lawyers have asked her not to speak to the media. But I'd like to start with Anna Vetekar, as an author and a journalist who's been following the film industry for a long time. Do you think this is a Me Too moment?
You know, I have a problem, Gargi, with framing any milestone of the Indian feminist movement in terms of Western feminist achievements when we have had an Indian movement for the past 1.5 years that the media based in North India and Bombay has largely ignored.
You're talking about the Kerala actresses.
In February 2017, it's been 1.5 years. It was not just that a Malayalam actress was allegedly raped on a moving car at the behest of a major male star, but that the woman had the courage to actually go and file a police complaint. And it didn't stop at that. It became a movement. The Women in Cinema Collective was formed in Kerala. And for 1.5 years, they have been fighting to end gender discrimination in the industry. They have widened the gamut of issues that they're beyond just their colleagues' case. And it has been completely, virtually ignored in the so-called national media.
We have done reports on this as well.
You know, Gargi, Tanushree's story in the past four or five days has got more coverage than the assault case in Kerala has in the past 1 year and 8 months. So you must excuse me for being quite furious about it, because it's a case I followed closely. I have spoken extensively to the women of the Women in Cinema Collective. And of course, as one of the women who myself used the hashtag MeToo when the news of Harvey Weinstein and others broke in the US, I find the hashtag useful. But I think that I hope this will cause all of us in this room to introspect, but our parochialism, our own prejudices, when it leads us to be selective in our anger against male violence, against sexual harassment, and in all, I'm not just talking about the Kerala assault case, I'm talking about sexual harassment of the workplace, not just in cities. We have to talk about Dalits, the violence that they face, the poor in factories, the poor in villages. I've heard of factory, you know, cashiers giving out cash to daily wage laborers, telling them, I'll give you the money on condition that you let me feel your breasts. And there's a whole line of women, and each woman is being asked to allow him to feel her breasts.
So this whole sort of culture of sexual harassment that takes place.
So if we do not look beyond Bollywood, beyond North India, beyond our social circle, our caste, and our people, then Tanushree speaking up will have served very little purpose, because it's very clear from her interview that she is not someone with a narrow vision. She has spoken of a larger issue. She's looked at the bigger picture, and I think so should we.
All right. Well, you've covered a lot of issues across the country, and we do plan to cover that as well during this show. But Mehra, coming to you, you're someone who's written about sexual harassment in the legal profession, and you spoke out about how powerful men there as well seem to be getting away.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, I mean, it's obviously the same in every industry. In the entertainment industry is, of course, notorious for this kind of thing. And there, if you know, some of the responses to what Tanushree has had to say I find very telling, and I think they really need to be tackled. One is, of course, the age-old, what took her so long to speak out, which I think Anna said it more eloquently and articulately than I could, that, first of all, it didn't take her long to speak out. Nobody was paying attention earlier.
The first time around.
Right.
Yes, in 2008.
But secondly, I think it's also important to point out that that really shouldn't matter. Please understand, what is she seeking here? And that's also, that's very important to understand when somebody comes out with something like this. Because, you know, when somebody takes a long time to come out with something like this, you know, there are various psychological reasons as to why, various practical reasons as to why. She's concerned about herself, she's concerned about her family, she's concerned about the amount of time and effort and money that it will take to do something about it at the time, and she just feels completely overwhelmed and intimidated and decides it's best to move on, right? And the other thing that one must keep in mind is that not everybody who comes out with stories like this either at that time or later on is seeking legal redress for it, right?
But is it fair then if you just come out and make this accusation?
Why not? See, it is something that has happened to her that she feels strongly about, that has affected her, that has impacted her psyche and her trauma, and she would like to talk about it for whatever reason, whether it is simply cathartic for her, whether she wants to warn other women about people like this, whether she just thinks that this is a conversation worth starting, right? There are various reasons, and, you know, unless she is, you know, you get into all the technicalities and the legalese and all of these things when someone is seeking legal redress. When someone is not, then it's time to just listen to her story and take what you can from it and do your best. One more sort of response to Tanushree's story talk about. There's always this constant, this thing, whether it's in sexual harassment, whether it's in domestic violence, any kind of abuse within a power relationship, where somebody always asks, well, I mean, what stopped you from moving on? You know, you can walk out, there's no big deal. Somebody says something, it's their film, you can move on.
Difficult.
That I find extremely problematic. You know, first of all, the idea that it's their workplace, their film, they own everything.
And Tanushree actually left.
You're an interloper there.
You're an interloper there.
And if you don't like, you know, in their fiefdom, they can harass whoever they want. And if you don't like it, leave. This whole, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen mentality, I think is extremely problematic when you talk about something like sexual harassment. And the other thing is, you know, when somebody says, why did you put up with it? I think we need to understand it's not as black and white as, you know, your choices are either you submit to harassment or you leave the film, you leave the project, you leave that workplace. First of
all,
well,
she was
choices,
out of the film, and then very soon she was out of the industry.
But, you know, I'm saying that I don't think she chose to leave that film.
That's right.
And most women don't have the luxury of choosing to leave something. What they do then is not necessarily submit to the harassment either. You're in a situation where you're just, there's a daily negotiation that doesn't come across when you paint these stories in legalese. You're daily negotiating how to retain your position in that workplace, in that project,
and what about
while trying to minimize interactions that lead to that kind of behavior or that may give occasion to that kind of behavior.
So Mira,
you know, those negotiations are completely missed out
sure.
in these kind of stories.
Now, in 2008, when she did speak and she did make a noise about this entire episode, and she didn't get much support. This time around, however, we've seen actors and actresses supporting her and tweeting about it. We've seen Farhan Akhtar, Priyanka Chopra, Twinkle Khanna as well. But, of course, the big actors we haven't heard much from. What do you think
you
of
mean
that?
The big male actors? It's not that the women who've spoken are not
sure. Yet. But I'm saying yes, the male actors.
Even Farhan Akhtar.
I mean, the time when we could expect something from these people is long gone. I mean, if you're asking, you're speaking about somebody like Amitabh Bachchan. I mean, frankly, I think he's made a career out of you know, taking his whatever opinions he may have and putting them quietly in the cupboard.
As an industry watcher, somebody who reports on the film industry, what do you think about the response this time around?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm an optimist. I tend to see the glass as half full and not half empty. So first, the fact that even a few people have spoken up for me, to me, it's a lot of progress. The other thing is that I think 10 years ago, there would have been many more people who were speaking up for Nana and shaming her. The fact that so many are at least silent. you know, as women, as feminists, we're just constantly grateful for small mercies. So the fact that they are at least silent to me is a big deal. I also think that there's great progress in the fact that Amitabh Bachchan is being shamed for the absolute apathy with which he answered the question when he was asked about Tanushree. And, you know, I'm not saying that Bachchan should decide, be judge, jury, executioner in the case.
Sure.
All he could very well, for instance, have said, she has raised an issue. We as an industry need to look at what we can do to make workplaces safe for us. And people have said, why do you expect a response from Bachchan? He's only an actor. And don't say,
yes,
oh,
I
he was in pink.
You,
you know, there were people who said, just because he was in pink, don't expect him to be sensitive to women's issues. So let me say this. A, Bachchan is not just an actor, he's a human being. B, that during the promotions of Pink, Mr. Bachchan chose to position himself as a feminist. I don't know if he used that word, but part of the promotions of Pink was a letter he wrote, an open letter he wrote to his granddaughter about the meaning of consent. Now, Mr. Bachchan wants us to see him as a feminist when it suits the marketing of a film he's doing, and when it does not, he does not. So all these men need to be called out, because what is patriarchy if not men closing ranks to protect themselves, powerful men, against women and also against other men? One of the big achievements of the Me Too movement in the West was not only that women spoke up, fabulous, but there was the guy who spoke up against Kevin Spacey, who said he drew courage from the women who spoke
Absolutely,
up about Harvey
yes,
Weinstein.
And Kevin Spacey then has not found work since then. Amir Raza Hussain, what do you think about that? The fact that we now look upon these big actors that they should speak out, and the fact that they haven't, or they've been waffling like Salman Khan did, that it's something that is also being called out.
I can't understand.
I
can't understand why an issue which is pink and white, if I may use the expression, doesn't call for a response from an educated human being, whether he's an actor, whether he's a producer, whether he's part of the film industry, whether he's part of our political industry, if I may call it. You see, there is no other side to this.
Right.
What are we talking about? There is no yes and no. There is no Anna saying something and me saying no. There is no vote for white and vote for pink. There is none of that. The industry, the film industry, any factory must be a safe place for women. Is it a safe place? No. Was it a safe place in 2008? No.
Can we ever hope for it to be a safe place?
If enough men and if enough women come out. There are more women in the film industry than men. So if
not in positions of as many positions of power.
No.
Men
no,
dominate
no, no.
the power
no, no,
structures
no, no, no. Listen,
in all
just,
film industries.
Just
in
listen
the world.
To me. Just listen. Of course I agree with you. But if in a household, the woman who actually hassles the newlywed wife is the mother-in-law, right? It's not so much the father-in-law. I don't
so
want to get into.
What are you drawing from that?
No. Okay. I don't want to get into. I'm saying when we talk about men and we talk about women, we realize that there is a problem in our society. In our society, I don't
you
want
think
to.
Women are also sometimes the problem. That
complicit, of course. Of course they are. Of course they are. And what I'm saying is that you cannot. You can say, why hasn't he commented? Why hasn't the other person commented? But there can be no two sides to this coin. There is only one side to the coin. There is no other opinion that we can allow to be generated in our society. The only opinion is that women do not find safety in today's environment. And in every section of society, in every sphere of work, we must ensure that women are safe,
and
as she said,
and
weaker
for that we
sections.
Need more women to speak out the way
as well.
Tanushree
the more,
has or
the more women speak out
others also to speak out
absolutely the more women speak out the more the men who are responsible for this will be shamed. They will be shamed. They have wives, they have children, they have daughters. It is
that point of being shamed, Geeta, I'd like to come to you. You're Tarun Tejpal's lawyer, and we are talking about this becoming a somewhat of a media trial. The social media is very active. Everyone has an opinion on this. Do you find that problematic? Because the cases then carry on. I mean, your case has been going on for 5 years now.
So, first about Tanushree's case. In Tanushree's case, there are some aspects which, according to me, we can't really try a case by media. But in Tanushree's case, the fact is, she actually spoke up at that time in 2008. Yeah. I think that's very important. You know, when people distinguish that, what if I speak 10 years later, what if I speak 20 years later? Fine. As a social comment, speaking up 10 years, 20 years later is fine. But as a legal issue, if you speak 10 years, 20 years later, the man has a defense. That defense may have disappeared. That man may not be able to have the same defense now as he had then.
Don't point at me when you say the man has a defense. I'm on your side.
Well, that's an important point, because a lot of people are saying why she's speaking up now. But
no,
exactly
I don't
that
say
point,
that.
She spoke up then
she's
as well.
She spoke up then as well.
In her case,
and
it's
it was
a
just
very,
brushed aside.
See, I'm not brushing aside the argument which Nana Patekar may have for his defense. But what I'm saying is, this girl spoke up then. And that's a very important aspect of the whole issue. The fact that she had the gumption, she spoke up, she expressed her discomfort. There was a second person to whom she addressed herself. So it speaks that her viewpoint has a lot of strength and weight. Having said that, now comes the issue of shame. I mean, I don't think any trial should be allowed to become a media trial. And the
Which we've
Supreme
seen
Court,
like with the Tarun Tejpal trial, it became a massive circus and it's carrying on.
And thereafter he got bail and the evidence has still not been given in court. I don't want to comment.
Sure, we don't,
because
we don't
something
go into
is
that,
subjudice.
But the aspect of it becoming a media trial and then the actual case carrying on for so many years.
Or even the Arushi Talwar case, everything can't become a media trial. So the Supreme Court, even in the Nirbhay case, the Delhi High Court in that film which was released, India's Daughter, they said, look, you can't do it. We are still hearing the matter. The same thing in the PUCL State of Maharashtra case, one or two other cases, and even very recently in the Urban Naxal matter, the Supreme Court saying, you are not going to do a media trial. Can the police come in and give a TV interview and try and give try and do this? So there is a very real danger in media trial. I want to just comment, Lord Denning said something on this. He said there were those thalassemia deaths which happened in the UK, and the whole issue was you can't have a media trial, you can't be reporting. But there was no justice being done. So he said there are cases and cases. Normally you don't have a media trial.
Right.
But if something's being buried and not being allowed to surface because of political pressure, influence or whatever, then sure, the media should have a right. I think
all
that's
right.
Where we have to have a balance.
And I think media and social media has really empowered a lot of people to speak out and have opinions and has influenced public opinion as well. Ashish, I'd like to come to you now. And you are Dr. Pachauri's lawyer, and also it's a very high profile case as well. And Mihira was saying, that it's not necessary that Tanushree wants to go the legal way. But do you think that's fair, that if for her to come and make these allegations and then not seek any legal recourse, so the allegations then remain and it becomes this big circus or a lot of talk and, reputations are damaged?
See, the argument which was given by Mihira Sood doesn't consider what happens to the person who's being shamed. He also has a right to reputation, which is covered by Article 21 of the Constitution. In normal circumstances, if someone is violated or abused, the normal behavior is they will approach the court of law or the police and seek investigation. But if you don't do that, then 10 years later, you cannot come up and destroy someone else's reputation on the basis of your story, which can never be, just a minute, which can never be tested. What Tanushree is saying or what Nana Patekar is saying, who is going to decide is correct? The problem with the current narrative is that the moment there is an allegation, the general public and the media will believe what the girl is saying to be absolutely correct. Do you find any single voice who is supporting Nana Patekar saying that, let's test this?
I think there are a lot of people questioning Tanushree and the reason.
It's not a laughing matter. It's a very important issue.
Please go to the social media. You are dealing with
someone's reputation. Before this episode, was there any blemish on the reputation of Mr. Nana Patekar? All that we heard was that he is doing social service.
Well, we don't know. Possibly within the industry, there's so much that we don't know.
So how do you test it? How do you test it? You give me circumstance that how are you going to test?
May I just respond to this? We live
in a democracy which has an established rule of law. You don't decide matters while sitting on Zoom television or on any TV.
You decide a thing in a court of law.
If you cannot go to court of law, you better maintain your silence.
I'm sorry, is that your view for poor Dalits or only for rich women? I take extremely strong objection to pretty much everything that Ashish has said. First of all, the idea that if something happens to you, then the normal reaction is you go to the police, file an FIR, file a case, prosecute. I mean, the characterization of what is normal and what is not in a traumatic experience like this, I find that extremely problematic, and I think that extremely insensitive as well. Secondly, we need to also understand, as I said, when you say that somebody comes up with allegations like this but is not seeking legal redress, think about the reputation, think about the shame. Think about what happened to her 10 years ago, her reputation when she was chucked out of the film, branded unprofessional. What about her reputation? What about the shame she went through? What about the way she was made to feel and the way she was branded and portrayed? The faith that people of a certain privilege and class and caste and gender in this country have in institutions of law, I think, is extremely oblivious to the reality that most people face when they see legal institutions themselves as oppressive.
All right, so the power issue also comes in the power equation. The man is often very, very powerful. In your case also, Dr. Pachauri is very powerful. The girl who's made allegations against him is just an employee of Terry. So often the power skews the situation as well, and there's a lot more access that the powerful person has in shutting down the complainant.
But may I say something on this? You can't damn a man just because he's powerful. You can be vigilant.
Very often women have not been able to speak out because maybe they're not as powerful as the people they're accusing. That can't be a reason. Now we're seeing that changing. We're seeing that women, and through social media, we're seeing more and more women empowered to speak out.
May I just respond to what you particularly asked, a powerful man. We are discussing Tanushree's case. Do you think 8 years ago Tanushree was not having access to law or was not having access to media?
In the last two years, we've seen the whole Me Too movement. These things are on social media. Maybe she felt more empowered. She felt maybe the industry has changed and would be more accepting. When you are discussing that someone has committed an offense,
you need to understand what is the status of Tanushree also. Even at that
first
stage,
of all, 10 years ago, sexual harassment at the workplace was not even an offence.
So you don't know the Vishakha guidelines are there in 97?
It was, and I think where were they being enforced, Mr. Ashish? Please don't try and teach me the law.
The law is there. If you don't enforce, it's not my problem.
The extreme insensitivity of Ashish's comments cannot be allowed to pass.
Am I entitled to my comments or not?
Sure, I didn't. I told you were insensitive. I didn't beat you up. So, of course, you're entitled to your opinion. You're just insensitive. I'm saying that. So, now, will you allow me to speak? I didn't stop you from speaking. No, no. This is extremely important. As a woman, I want to know how he knows what the normal response is to a woman complaining against sexual violence. And this is what you call the male gaze on a female life. He thinks that Tanushree Dutta's experience with Nana Patekar is the only experience of sexual harassment or violence she has ever had. If, as women, we were to start going to the police and to the courts every single time we were harassed or assaulted in some way, ranging from the filthy comments people pass at us, to men sticking their crotches into our butts on public transport, to bosses accidentally touching our breasts and bottoms in the corridors of offices, to an episode as major as this, if we went to the police every single time, we would not have the time for anything else.
Absolutely.
You are an extremely insensitive man. You have a right to your insensitivity, but you have a blinkered vision. No, I will address
you. And I must I'll come back to you, Ashish, but just I just want to make a point that right now in the United States we've seen Dr. Christine Ford actually come up and speak out against Brett Kavanaugh, who's you know, a nominee for the Supreme Court, and she's brought up something that happened decades ago, but she also spoke you know, about that entire case. It is something that, of course, she's speaking some 30 plus years later, but the man is now somebody who they're considering for the Supreme Court. So it was a duty, really, to speak out. And yes, people are asking, why didn't she speak out then? But before a 16-year-old girl, it would have been difficult at that time to speak out. But to see that same man who molested you now being considered
and
for the Supreme Court, actually...
And who would have listened to the 16-year-old?
On a point of law, I really need to clarify this point of law because it was completely misrepresented.
Who is Nana Patnaikar's lawyer? I'd like to go across to him. He's been waiting for some time. Mr. Shirodkar, tell us, what is it that you now plan to do? We know that you've said that you will be suing Tanushree. If you could tell us, what are your plans legally?
No, we have sent a legal notice to her asking for an apology in writing within a stipulated period. I feel we have also denied the allegations that she has leveled in her statement and in the media. And in case if she fails to tender an apology, then we will consider our options of filing a criminal case for defamation and probably a civil suit for damages. Now, these are the two options that we have as of now, apart from the other options that we will think of later on.
Will we see Mr. Nana Patnaikar speaking out at some point?
Yes, Mr. Patnaikar is right now busy in a shoot at Jaisalmer, and as I understand that he has spoken to me, that as soon as he returns to Mumbai, he is planning to hold a press conference and clarify his stand about the entire incident and about the entire controversy.
All right, Mr. Shirodkar, I don't know if you heard the discussion that was going on earlier, and we were speaking about how Tanushree had made these very same allegations and this complaint back in 2008. And once again, she has come back and she's just basically talked about her whole experience again. And she's spoken about the Me Too movement that we've seen around the world and in the United States. And, you know, and she's also had people speak out in support of her. We've seen a reporter, Janice Uquera, speaking out of that, supporting her statement and supporting the events that took place the way she described them. We also have an assistant director, Shiny, also, who has supported that statement and supported the sequence of events.
No, my only concern and my only, if you say, an objection to all this entire incident is that if the incident of such type had happened in 2000, I'm just making a general comment. I don't want to go into the merits because eventually the matter will go to court of law. If she had, if this incident had happened in 2008, she could have gone to the, I'm just making a general statement, she could have gone to the police. She could have, those so-called eyewitnesses that she claims to have now, they could have gone to the police, the FIR could have been registered. Now, you know, the offences of this type are all cognizable offences, and the police have no option but to register an FIR as per the mandate of the Supreme Court. Now, assuming that Nana Patnaikar is an influential person and therefore, the FIR was not taken. She had an option of going to file a private complaint, knock the doors of justice wherever she could have. That has not been done, number one. And number two, getting up after 10 years and making these allegations, somewhere she has to explain this delay, somewhere she has to explain
but
this
so
context.
They're the same allegations.
All
they're the same
subject
allegations.
Matter
at
of
that
a
time, Nana Patnaikar at a press conference said that, oh, she's like my daughter. And when he was asked about the same allegations, a case was filed against her, in fact, and the producer-director were demanding some crores from her for having, you know, stopped the shooting of that dance sequence, that the one that she objected to. So it's not like she didn't say it then. She even went to the Cine and Television Artists Association to file a complaint. So it's not like she didn't try at that time, but she didn't obviously get the support, and that's the reason she probably left the industry, and she turned to religion, and she talks about the trauma that she underwent.
No, if she has tried, very good. If she has tried and in spite of that her complaint has not been registered, that means that the complaint must have been verified, these allegations must have been verified by whosoever that she made to, and after finding that there is no substance prima facie, that therefore the complaints were not registered. Probably this would be the only answer which I can give.
This is a point. Well, we'll know this when it goes into the court. I think that is something that we'll get to know
now, I mean, going a step further, nothing stops her now also from lodging a complaint. Nothing stops her from lodging an FIR. Let the authorities investigate. And what is that harassment that she's talking about? In the entire interview that she gave to the press, except for, I'm not justifying it for a minute, please don't misunderstand me, except for saying that during that dance song, he was holding my arm and then trying to act, dance with me. Beyond that, I don't see anything
he's
else that she has alleged, which
first
constitutes
of all, what means
probably...
Why does
well, it was
to
something
go beyond
that made
that?
Her uncomfortable, and then she talks
you're
about this new dance step that was introduced at the behest of...
Technically,
it may
amount to an
offense.
He's misquoting her.
No, technically, it may amount to an offense, but we all know that
again,
in a sequence like this, in a dance sequence like this,
how do you know what she was going through? She was feeling very uncomfortable. She was not happy that the dance
no,
had
I
been
understand.
Changed
the
last
I,
moment
my,
to
all,
include
all,
some sort
let,
of lewd steps.
She wants to spoil his client's case.
So, I don't think you for a moment can say what was not all right for her. I mean, if a woman feels that holding my hand is not right, it's not right. It's something that she objects to. And if she wasn't comfortable?
She can still go to the authorities. She can still register a complaint. The authorities are duty bound to investigate. And whatever the truth surfaces, we will face it. And if she can't establish a case against us, she will have to face the criminal process.
All right, Amira, what do you think about what Mr. Shirodkar had to say? That again, coming back, that why doesn't she file an FIR now? Why is she just speaking out about it and talking about? And they have sent a legal notice now.
See, first of all, I think, I think in this country, we are very quick to turn to the law as a solution for all our problems. When I think the experience of most people is that it adds to all our problems. When we go to the police, when we go to the courts, it's not something that anybody wants to do. It's not something anybody looks forward to as a litigant, particularly not when something like this has happened that, you know, still in, you know, so much of the country carries, you know, so much risk to your reputation, your personal life, your personal
right.
safety, the kind of threats and abuse you get. I mean, nobody's crazy to want to go through this. All right. So I think we need to firstly completely dismantle the idea or this rather touching faith in the law that some people, on this panel have, that you go there and everything will be fine. For most people, everything will be worse. Let's just face that. Secondly, I want to come back to the point, where somebody was, trying to fool me on the finer points
in
of sexual harassment.
Is more
Let's
of a
be
punishment.
Clear, when you say she could have gone to the police at that time, no, it was not a criminal offense. Sexual harassment, Vishakha guidelines did not posit a criminal offense for sexual harassment. Vishakha guidelines said you can complain in your workplace for disciplinary proceedings. And we all know that the film industry of all places is the last place to have been set up like that.
All right. Well, I'd like to go across to Sapna Bhavnani, a celebrity, a hairstylist, and someone who's spoken very frankly and in fact written about how she was assaulted in your 20s. Sapna, you wrote about in the US how you were raped as well. And, at that time, that post had gone viral. And it was very, very brave of you to have talked about it in such detail. And, you got a lot of support at the time. Now when you see Tanushi coming back and talking about this very same issues that she spoke about in 2008, and now, it becoming such a big story with the... We've had some members of the industry speaking out, supporting her, but many have not.
Yeah, but the point is, I've been hearing everybody here talk, and it's just one lawyer talking to another lawyer. And quite frankly, in matters like this, the last thing I want to hear is a lawyer giving me mumbo jumbo. It took me 20 years before I talked about my story. It had nothing to do with the law. I was just not comfortable talking about it before. And that is my prerogative. I don't care what you want to say, as Geeta is talking about, you should have come out legally and you have to come and talk about it when it happened. I would just like to let her know that Bill Cosby is going to jail now. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because women have stood up now. And that has been years later. So I'm really sorry, Geeta. I really don't agree with what you're saying, that you should have stood up when that happened. And you, Rajendra, I don't even know what to say to you. The point being is, it happened to me. When I'm ready, I will talk about it, whether it takes 10 years, 20 years,
I didn't say this.
However years it... Yes, you did say that.
I didn't say that.
Socially,
madam,
okay,
I did not...
Well, I'll let you respond to her.
I did not say that.
Sapna's been listening to all of us.
Yeah, I've been listening now for half an hour, but I just really want to say, first of all, also in this industry, why are we always looking for male figures to stand up for us and come to our rescue? Why do I care what Amitabh Bachchan has to say? Please tell me that. Why do I care why a Salman Khan or an Amir Khan has to say about what happened to Tanushree? Why is it that something happens, we are writing to people, male in power, like, please, I'm a bichari, can you please stand up for me? So then it's validated that something has happened. I mean, this is the biggest problem in our country. We're constantly looking, please, Mr. Modi, can you build a safe place for us? Please, Amitabh Bachchan, you were in sync talking to Mumbo Jumbo. Please do this. No. To you, man, it's not about that at all. We as women, I'm not looking for anyone to build a safe place for me. I'm going to make that myself. But the point is, you have to give me a platform where I can stand up and speak and not be judged. And that is the biggest problem we have in this country. We just judge. I'm sitting here, you're sitting looking at my hair and my ink and saying, oh, look at this fucking sorry.
Sapna, I'd like, you know, we're talking about whether this is a Me Too moment now for Bollywood, for India.
No,
more women need to speak out. More women need to speak out.
But
will it only be a change if we see something coming of it? In the United States, we've seen people have had to resign. They've been thrown out of movies because of allegations against them. Do you think it'll only be worth something that once we see some sort of impact of these allegations, that some sort of, you know, the industry coming together and maybe taking action against the person losing, rather than the woman, the complainant always losing out.
Movement as such, because I think it's enough that women are coming out and taking this like, oh, this happened to me, this happened to me. It should be the men who should be standing up like, me too, I did it. I was the one, I have done this, I have molested this woman. They are the ones who should be shamed instead of women carrying this tag on ourselves. Anyways, we've been living with it for the rest of our lives, yeah? But the second thing being in this industry, it is women are just not united amongst each other. And I think this is the biggest problem that we can kind of face. In America, they had a women's march. They had millions of women come out in so people could see. I mean, here we can't even attempt to have something like this because everybody says, oh, why should I support her? Oh, why should I support her? And that is the biggest problem. We need to stand together. We don't need to look up for some man to come as a knight in shining armor
All
and
right.
fix things for us.
All right, I'd like to get some members of the audience if you have any points to make.
मैम सर सेड कि अगर मान लीजिए इक्वल प्रोबेबिलिटी है जो तनुश्री मैम ने कहा वो सही भी हो सकता है गलत भी हो सकता है और अगर वो गलत हुआ तो जो डैमेज हुई है रेपुटेशन को नाना पाटेकर सर को उसका क्या मैम क्योंकि हम तो लॉ में पढ़ते हैं कि एवरीवन इज डीम्ड इनोसेंट अंटिल प्रूवन गिल्टी
सो मैम बट व्हाट मिहिरा वाज सेइंग दैट ऑफन It's very difficult and even going through the entire legal process turns out to be a punishment for...
Is that a question? Because I'd like to address
Well,
it.
I'd like to get a couple of okay. questions in. Yes.
So while we, you know, we should laud the victims of social sexual harassment while they were talking on the moment,
Survivors.
Me Too moment.
Yes.
So what we are witnessing now is the trials on various platforms, including social media. Yes. But what we are not seeing it, what we are not witnessing is it is not being tested in the court of law. So why is it so?
Why is the court of law everything? I keep coming back to that. Somebody is not seeking legal redress. She is not saying put Nana, one second. She is not saying put Nana Patikar in jail without a trial. She is not asking for him to go to jail.
Okay.
Why are we so? I am talking.
I should get one more.
Stop trying to talk over me.
In a banana republic.
Yes, a banana republic. Let me educate you now. A banana republic would be if he was put in jail without a trial. Nobody is asking for him to be put in jail. She is entitled. She is entitled to tell her.
I'd like to get on another voice here. We have a Chintan here, and you've spoken about concerns, haven't you? About complaints and
I think what was being said is, can I have the view of the audience? Let them speak.
Achintan, you have concerns about allegations being made and anonymous allegations as well and the whole Rona Sarkar, a list that had come out about academics and various complaints against them. And you were very concerned about, and you'd blogged about it, about, you know, again, these allegations being made and whether the people against whom it's being made had avenues for defending themselves.
Actually, what I had said was that and I think it's important to recognize that this is not the case in which the Raya Sarkar issue happened. I had simply said that I recognize that harassment is very complicated, and without wanting to claim that women are not harassed, if a person is accused of harassment, what is the appropriate way for a man to say, without trying to imply that the woman is hysterical or crazy or nutty, to try and remedy the issue, given that there is often a problem. But in the context of discussion, I would like to make a slightly more point. I think the comment we just heard right now is, if she can prove her case, wonderful. If not, she's got criminal charges looming her over her head. and then we ask why people don't speak out is completely validating the issue here today.
Do you think the power structure has something to do with that? Nana Patekar is obviously somebody who's very powerful. I don't know.
It's not about Nana Patekar. The question I'd like to ask is, given that there are so many eminent lawyers here, what are we doing about making sure the legal system is in fact a system?
That and not we a can punishment, like going through the courts.
Whether or not punishment happens that we can approach. Why is it that we rage about media trials without raging about the fact that both the two cases that we that have been brought up today, Terry and Tarun Tejpal, have gone on for now how many years? And then we question why and what is the legal community done about that?
The punishment is the trial. The trial, in fact, does become a bit of a punishment. But I'd like to go across to Sri Reddy, a Telugu actress and someone who spoke out very, very strongly about the casting couch, Sri. And I don't want you to take names right now because those people aren't here to defend themselves. But you went and you did that very public event of you stripped in front of the Telugu film chamber. And it got a lot of coverage, and I was happy to see it actually brought about change because it's only after that that a sexual harassment redressal, a committee was set up. So tell us a bit about your experience and why you felt so strongly that, you know, you did what you did.
Actually, Tollywood is a very big... very big industry.
Yes, go ahead, we can hear you.
Okay. Tollywood industry is very big industry, and here thing is, you know, only four families are ruling the industry. That is, I don't need to mention the names, everyone knows about it. But thing is, you know, those four families only heroes, those four families only producing the movies, those four families only decide the directors. And those four families are, you know, ruling entire industry. And also, my voice is coming back, so it is a little bit...
But Sri, tell us about the casting couch issue. That was something that you really brought up. No, but she spoke very strongly about casting couch in the industry. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, you know, here everyone is taking it granted. Everyone is asking without fear that we wanted to sleep with you. And a few people are, I don't know why it is became a culture. I don't know why it is part. I don't know why we have to accept. It is also a kind of a, you know, job and why it is involving in this job. And also, not only me, a lot of girls struggling with this kind of, you know, what do you call, problem. So we gave complaints many times. This Maa Association is not coming forward to accept it, and they are very much afraid to take an action against to these four families. But we struggled with that four families only. They are not listening and they are not taking an action. So at last, finally, I don't have another way to expose to the world. That's the reason I stripped myself, and then I told to the public like this. And they are managing the media also, unfortunately, and they are covering it up. And top on that, they are keeping cases against me. So, you know, talking is the mistake.
So frustrated, you felt so helpless,
still,
you're saying that you had no choice but to strip and, you know, draw attention to this issue that you were raising. And I again want to ask you, it's after that that you actually had the setting up of the councils against sexual harassment. That was a decision taken after what you did.
Yeah, in front of the council only, in front of the Maa Association only, I stripped. But still they are, you know, refusing to give me a Maa Association card. Till now they are not giving. Top on that, they are giving a lot of fake reasons, which is really not valid. And they completely, you know, banned me from the Tollywood. Now I'm in Tamil Nadu. I'm working in the Chennai film industry. Fortunately, people are understanding my struggle.
Well, time for us to slip into a short break. We'll be back with more. Well, Welcome back. Well, on We the People today, we're discussing whether this is Bollywood's Me Too moment, really, and whether we'll see any impact of all the allegations that have been made with Tanushree Dutta coming out. Tell us, we can just get some points from the audience. Well, let me get from her.
Okay, so the very first question I want to raise is that the whole allegation that was put back in the 2008 wasn't recognized. Why is it so? So the whole debate started with you, and you said that the main big actors like Amitabh Bachchan, Aamir Khan, they aren't tweeting about it.
Why aren't they tweeting? Okay,
that's an important point. Maybe that is the reason she wasn't able to come up.
All right, let's get a few more opinions.
Sir, I have a question for you. You said that everybody listens to a girl and nobody listens to what other side of the case has to say. Sir, one thing. Sir, 2008, when Tanushree Dutta claimed that she has been sexually harassed, sir, the social media in our country was not that active. Sir, it has been active in the last few years.
Even there.
Sir, so how can you say that they only listen to girls? Sir, she was forced out of leave her career and get out of the industry.
Yeah, right. Good point. That's a very valid point as well.
No, wait, I need to respond to some points. I'm sorry.
She asked me a question.
That's okay, but I've been wanting to respond.
Very quickly, one response from Ashish and then from you.
Those allegations were made. There was a counter view which said nothing of that sort happened. So I believe at that stage nothing could have come on record. So, but that never precluded the lady to approach the legal courts which was available to her. Because you have the director of the movie saying nothing of this sort happened. So,
but there are other people who also saw what happened. Who will decide this thing? All right, Ashish, let's get
the director point has to be trusted, or director has to be trusted, or a journalist has to be trusted. Who will decide this thing? That's what I'm saying. If the victim has,
thank you.
See, the victim has to seek justice. The justice is under the rule of law. The justice is not under the rule of law.
I can see Mehra rolling her eyes. But yes, yeah, Anna. More than one person has asked.
And, you know, I respect Sapna. I don't want to, like, she's a survivor of violence. I'm not going to, like, drag her through the mud or anything of the sort. But let's be very clear about this. It's not that I'm saying, Ji Huzoor, Bachchan Saab, please kuch boliye.
Of course, yes.
Men dominate the power structure in the Hindi film industry, in most film industries across the world, and in most industries, full stop. Mm. And we are constantly saying women should do this, women should do this. Why are we not telling men what they should do? Because what is the great success of patriarchy? A, men dominate, and B, yes, unfortunately, they've managed to co-opt some women to play along. Let's get Sapna here. The second point, because the young man over here asked, and I think that's very important. Others also said the reputation of the man is ruined. You know, it's this this conviction that the man's reputation is ruined. I don't know whether I should be laughing at it or not.
Yes, because women's reputations are constantly destroyed.
The truth is that most of the time, the man emerges unscathed. For instance, I'll give you
an example. Dilip, the
police actually put him in jail in Kerala because they've investigated, and according to the police, he conspired to get that actress kidnapped and raped. And what happened after he was let out on bail this year? He has even had a film release in which his character had a dialogue mocking women who make claims of sexual violence, and the Association of Malayalam Movie Artists reinstated him as a member if it was illegal to remove him last year, why did they reinstate him this year?
Oh, Sapna, so very quickly, let's get a quick response from Sapna. I'm completely out of time.
Most of the time, let's be very clear about
that. All right, Sapna, would you like to respond to what Anna said?
I just want to say the Me Too movement, it had mainly women talking. Nobody depended on a man to tweet for them. And over here, there isn't one man in the industry that is not guilty of sexual harassment.
Again, I don't think Anna said tweeting. I think you're missing my point, Sapna.
About women is so fake and useless. It's not even needed. And if the Me Too movement really took place here, Mr. Bachchan to Salman Khan to all these bigwigs are coming down. And it's not only actors who are harassed, it's even technicians like us. Mm. It's all of us. It goes down way beyond just the top actor. The train goes down to the women on the entire...
All right, well, thank you so much for that, Sapna. I'm completely out of time. And on that note, I'd like to end the show. I'm really sorry, we're completely out of time. But there's a lot to say. And we're still not very sure whether this is Bollywood's Me Too moment. But we will see how this story develops. Thanks so much for watching. Goodbye.